Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
Do you know the Duke of Buckingham's Arms? It's a quiet little tavern well out of the way, and that's where I'm meeting Cedric Hooper. I'm hoping for the last time. I took an appalling risk yesterday to raise the money he wants for Angela Tennant's diary. I had no choice. It was cough up or Hooper was going to hand the diary to Benny Puller. And I don't suppose I have to tell you that would have spelled finish for me. So the risk was worth it. I forged a note to the company cashier. It was supposed to be from Marcia. But once I have the diary and I can breathe freely again, I'll soon get round that. Let's see, 5 to 4. Hooper should be showing up any minute. Oh, good for you, Hooper. You're right on time. Did you bring it?
Yes. I thought it might be as well to keep it wrapped. You never know who might see it. What about the money?
Take a look. 1,000 in ones and fives.
Okay. We're all set.
Just let's have a look at the diary first, will you? I'd hate to pay £1,000 for something by Eleanor Glynn.
Suits me. I'll just tear a corner of the wrapping. There you are. There's the embossed A for Angela. Satisfied?
I'm satisfied. Hand it over and I'll give you the money.
Just a minute. I'll give you this diary on one condition.
Well, what's that?
There's an incinerator burning in the backyard here. I noticed it on the way through the rear bar. If I give you this diary, will you burn it right away?
You must be off your head.
I'm not. Palmer, this thing's dynamite. For Pete's sake, get rid of it right now.
So as Angela Tennant can go straight to Jeff Pilgrim and tell him the lot? And then get up in court and testify against me? What do you think I am? Take your money, give me the diary, and let's get it over with.
But you silly fool. So long as it's in existence, you'll always be in danger of it coming to light.
I can't help that. It's my only hold over Angela Tennant.
If you burn it now, who's going to tell her it doesn't exist?
That's right. I could destroy the thing she'd never know.
Of course she wouldn't. There'd be no evidence against you, but the Tennant woman could never take the risk of opening her mouth. What do you say? Let's go out there and watch it go up in smoke.
Suppose I don't.
I'm giving you good advice, Palmer. I want this book out of the way for my own sake, but it's 10 times more important to you. Still, suit yourself.
Come on, then. And I don't mind telling you, it'll be a load off my mind. Well, there she goes. Give it a few more pokes, Hooper. I want to see it in ashes.
No one will ever read a word of it now. Right. £1,000, thanks.
You still want your money, do you, Hooper?
I want my dough.
But, my dear chap, you've nothing left to sell. You've burnt it.
Funny, isn't it?
I think it's a scream.
Will someone tell me how you managed to get as far as you have? How can you be so dumb?
Me? Dumb? Come along, Hooper. I'll buy you a drink.
All right. Let's cut out the fun and games. Will you hand over that roll, or shall I go straight to Angela Tennant and tell her we burned her diary?
What?
You heard me.
Oh, but look here, you... Oh, you don't think I meant what I said just then, do you? Of course I was going to hand over the money.
Yeah, we know all about that.
Here, for heaven's sake, take it. I'll count it out if you like.
Well, let's say it's near enough. I want to get moving. I won't be seeing you again, Palmer. I'm taking a plane out of the state tonight.
No? Well, so long and good luck. Oh, I have a cab waiting. Can I give you a lift anywhere?
No, thanks. And good luck to you.
Bye-ho.
You're going to need all the luck you can get, Palmer. All we just burnt was the blank diary I bought this morning. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when someone shows up with the real one. So long, pal. It's been nice knowing you. Even though you're not so smart.
You had a reply from Jeff yet, Stella?
Just a few minutes ago. He wired to say he's leaving at 7:15 in the morning.
Fine. I want him here for the final kill. We've got Palmer on the run at the last.
What's Frank Glover found out about the note from Marcia to Bendigo's cashier?
If it was a forgery, it was a good one. That's according to the cashier himself, who, by the way, flatly refused to believe it was a forgery at all.
Well, it's just possible Marcia did write it herself. We better not stick our necks out too far.
We're not sticking our necks out, my dear. We can find out from Marcia in two shakes by simply asking her, did she or didn't she have an open check for £1,000 drawn for herself yesterday afternoon?
Who's going to do the asking?
Jeff, of course. That's why I'm hurrying him home.
Oh, of course. Should have realized that. Out of all the colossal nerve. How in the name of heaven could Palmer expect to get away with a thing like this?
Why shouldn't he? He's Marcia's general manager, and what he says in the Bendigo building goes. Marcia wouldn't go about checking up on her books to see if he had his hand in the till.
Yes, £1,000. That's putting your hand in the till up to your elbow.
If we hadn't had Shelley falling on the spot, Palmer would have been as safe as a house. While he's under Marcia's wing and all her employers know it, he's like Caesar's wife, above suspicion.
It's outrageous. To think a rat like Palmer...
Now, don't get excited. If we're right about that note, Palmer hasn't a chance in a million of getting out of this. Just be patient. Wait till Jeff gets home and sees his wife. And then we'll know one way or another.
One way or another?
There's still one thing I just can't figure out. Hooper wasn't putting on an act in my office yesterday. When he started to open the brown paper parcel, he honestly thought Angela Tennant's diary was inside.
Oh, how could he? Unless you believe in black magic.
No. Someone wangled a perfect switcheroo. The diary parcel, for one exactly like it. Don't ask me where or when or how. All I know is someone pulled it off.
Look, there's no sense in either of us racking our brains till all hours. Oh, can I come in late tomorrow morning, please?
What again? What is it this time?
I want to meet Jeff at the aerodrome. He left his car with me while he's away, you know.
That's all right. Of course you can meet him. You going now?
It's about time, isn't it?
By jingo, so it is.
Good night, Benny.
Good night, Stella. And if you want to try some conundrum solving to put you to sleep tonight, see if you can figure out any way for Palmer to get out of the mess that he's in at the moment. I'd hate to see him slip through our fingers again.
Is it possible?
Depends entirely on what kind of a yarn he can pitch to Marcia. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Aunt Harriet's talking about going away for a week or two, Harry. You know what that'll mean, of course.
Yes, I'll have to go back to my flat.
Yes.
Well, it's about time anyway, Pet. You and your aunt have been wonderfully kind. But...
You'll be able to look after yourself now, won't you?
Yes, yes, yes. Perhaps if you promise to come and cook at least twice a week. When's she going?
Oh, I don't know, sometime next week.
Well, I'll pack up my stuff and charge back to the flat on Friday. How's that?
Okay.
Don't mind telling you, I'll be sorry to leave.
Oh, Cupid love. Well, listen, Harry, you remember asking me to buy those pastoral shares yesterday?
Forget it, darling. I shouldn't butt in on your affairs, sir.
Well, I was only going to say you can go ahead if you like.
Marcia,
mm-hmm.
I've already bought those shares.
How could you? What on earth with?
Some of your money. Oh, hang it, Marcia, they were too good to miss, and... Oh, I expect I should be kicked from here to the waterfront and back, but... I'm so darned anxious to look after your affairs well for you.
You bought the shares with my money.
Yes, that's right.
How did you get hold of it?
Well, I promise you, Master, I'll never do it again. And if you like, I'll tell the broker to sell tomorrow and you can...
You still haven't told me how you got hold of the money, Harry.
Well, I typed out a little note to the cashier and scribbled your name to it.
You forged my signature?
Please, Pet, don't call it that. It was only for you anyway. You weren't in the mood to talk business and I didn't want you to miss the opportunity.
You forged my signature to draw money from the firm. Why, Harry, if you could do it once, you could do it whenever you liked.
I see. I've done the wrong thing. I thought you'd say thanks very much, and instead of that, you're acting as though I were trying to rob you.
Well, you must admit it's odd, to say the least.
What's so odd about stretching a point to do you a good turn? I'm very sorry. It won't happen again. Oh, Marcia, darling, for heaven's sake, you do believe me, don't you? Oh, Marcia... Well, tell me, do you or don't you believe I was only acting in your interests?
All right. I'll believe you. But I'd hate it to happen again. I'll believe you this time, Harry. Don't believe it. Oh, how awful. The shock's like diving into icy water. Well, if Harry would forge my signature like that, almost offhand as he did, oh, if only I could talk to Jim. I must tell him this. How ever can I find out when he's coming back home?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.